week's Packer special guest, tight end Brandon Bostic! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McHarris!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Green Bay, 55. Chicago, 14. Yeah. I know you're dying to say it, so let's get it out of the way. One, two, three.
The Bears still suck.
All right, wonderful. In a somewhat related development, we do have an ode tonight. It's called Ode to Angry Bear Fans by Larry McCarron. Those fans from Chicago, how's this? Better? They're a different breed, but they save money on programs most cannot read. We offer them cheddar, say it's so nice to greet you, but they turn it down flat and fill a plate with Velveeta. That's how it goes, backing a team on the brink. No doubt about it now, but the Bears really do stink. Playing tricks on me with these crazy camera moves. Anyway, hey, we got some groups with us today. And so let's give them a warm Packers Live welcome. Browns Ranch. And how about Reister and Snell? And how about those health nuts from Bellin? Very well done. Thank you. Thank you. And now, say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest got the onslaught started with his first touchdown catch of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Brandon Bostic. Brandon, thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing
well,
great.
Good. Have you ever seen the program?
Well, no, I've never seen it. It's a great crowd, huh?
Well, after tonight, you'll change your viewing habits, I'm sure.
That's kind of a trick question, Larry.
What can you say about last night's game other than that Aaron Rodgers fella? I think he's got a future in the league, don't you? If he keeps working real hard?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember. After he threw like six touchdowns, I remember telling John Kuhn, I was like, you know, I think Aaron is the Michael Jordan of football. You know, he's one of the best in our era to play football.
I think you're right. Brandon, I don't know if I ever experienced this as a player. Probably did not. In fact, I'm sure I did not. But going into the half with a 42-0 lead, what are you going to take a nap or what? It's over. I mean, like, what's that feel like?
You know, it's funny. The coach is, you know, Mike. He always preaches, you know, this is just like another game. So we're starting over 0-0. So we're trying to just stay focused and, you know, keep pushing just to finish the game.
Okay, Brandon. First drive, and I believe it was your very first offensive snap.
Yeah.
And your number gets called. What was that like? Was it hard to be all loose and ready to go?
No. You know, Coach, he was saying all week, you know, if we get in the red zone, they were going to call that play. So he called it, and I ran on the field, and you know, I was so excited because I just knew I had a feeling he was going to throw me the ball. But I'm running my route, and I don't get the ball. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to score. I'm not saying I'm not going to score, but I'm like, oh, he's going to throw it somewhere else. And then finally he just throws it, and I just snatch my hands up real fast and catch it back.
Nice try. We'll take a look at it closer later. Now, of course, after a touchdown at Lambeau, mm-hmm. you have to execute the Lambeau leap.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at Brandon's Lambeau leap. Now, this is a pretty good effort there, bro. Now, Brandon, is that
actually,
harder?
Like, you see that Bears fan? She was rubbing on my leg when I scored.
She was rubbing your leg.
You can see, look, right there.
Well, it's about what we'd expect. Yeah. Is there more to a Lambeau leap than we figure?
Takes
some skill, some timing?
I'd definitely say it takes some more skill and timing because, you know, that wall is pretty high, so you have to actually jump and kind of turn at the same time and get your arms up there, give you that boost. You know, I was actually laughing at Lacey because he rarely ever does it. I don't think he can actually do it or get up there.
Well, you're a great example of how experience helps because we're going to take a look at one of your leaps or your leap from last year. And this was not quite as good as this year's.
See, I didn't get that full turn.
At that moment, did you think, I'm going to fix this?
I just remember that play from last year. I was like, I got to actually turn and jump up there. So,
well, you did much better this year. Experience helped. Sure. Brandon, part of your job as a tight end, and you were a wide receiver in college, but one of the things you've had to learn is the blocking stuff. Now, how is that going? Learned to like it?
I mean, you have to learn to like it. In this offense, like Mike says, you have to be able to do everything. But, you know, it's a learning experience for me. It's still a working process to get where I want to be. But I'll definitely say I'm improving each and every day and practice and stuff like that.
Okay, Brandon, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle. Come on down here, Brandon. The exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Brandon, guess what play we're going to look at?
The touchdown play.
The touchdown play. Would you circle us? You can draw on this thing right here. Would you circle where you're at in the formation?
Right here.
You're right there.
I'm not very good at this, Larry.
Well, it's just like the Lambeau leap. You'll practice and you'll get better. Okay, you're right down there. And you said earlier you had a pretty good hunch the ball's coming to you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the first read, so I'm the first option. At least that's what it says in the playbook, but Aaron.
But Aaron gets to throw wherever he wants to. Exactly. Okay. Now, what's your job on the play? Would you kind of explain it to us?
My job, well, it's all crossers, so we all run across the field. Richard is running this way. He's coming underneath, and I'm kind of doing the exact same thing, but I'm going up a little bit and running like that. So I'm trying to – I know that guy is supposed to be guarding me, so I'm trying to work him to get open.
Okay. Let's take a look at it. Let's roll the tape, and we see Brandon running in route, and actually you're covered by Kyle Fuller, number 23, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if they put this in the
playbook. Referee?
That referee, yeah. Did he come into your field of vision? Did you have to kind of dodge him?
Yeah, for sure, because at practice they don't have that guy standing there. So I definitely, while I was actually running, I didn't see that guy. And I actually, when I looked at it closer in film, the ball actually hits my face mask.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, it worked out well. Now let's go to the end zone view. We'll get Aaron Rodgers' point of view. And this time, here's Brandon over here. So let's snap the ball, and we'll watch that route, the deep crossing pattern. The other fellows are going shallow. And we'll see what Aaron Rodgers sees. So there's Brandon coming open.
At first, he doesn't see. He's looking at that one.
Bingo. Okay, this guy. No way, this guy is wide open at this point. But what's interesting, Brandon, is Fuller's a first-round draft choice.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, let it roll. And he actually is able to close and make it a very, very difficult catch, a contested catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a job, young fella. Let's look at it one more time for Brandon right there. And that's Brandon's first touchdown of the season.
Good.
Well done. Coming up, another edition of Earn Your Autograph starring Zeke.